Today on the interview, we talk with Joe Unger from The Workshop about their new release, Sorcery. Hey everybody, and welcome to The Interview with Q. I'm your host, Q. Today we have Joe Unger, the lead designer for The Workshop, the team behind the new PS3 exclusive Sorcery. Welcome to the interview.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Great. So it's kind of an exciting time for you guys. Your game's releasing pretty soon, huh?
Right. It's just almost out the door for us. We're all excited seeing all the interviews go out and all the press and excitement starting to ramp up. So it's a pretty good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'm really excited myself, too, because back in, I think it was 2010 at E3 when the first footage of this was shown, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does that sound about right?
That is right. Our first public announcement was E3 2010.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, I remember seeing the video that you guys presented then, and I was so excited. I went out and bought the Move the first time, right when it came out, because of your guys' game.
Right.
I was super excited about it. So I'm really excited to see it come out and to get a chance to get my hands on it. And I think that you guys have done it, from what I've seen, have done an awesome job with using the Move. Unfortunately, there's a lot of developers that haven't really taken that to the capability that it can be at this point. I think it still has some room to grow. But you guys, I think, have taken it to a new degree, and I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, well, Sorcery was really designed from the ground up to be a Move title. I mean, our whole mantra through the whole way was take that magic wand and make it a magic wand. So really, it's something that I think you'll find a lot of satisfaction in. And we've been working with the Move for quite a few years now, when it was early in prototyping, getting ready for Sorcery. And really, even our release in 2010 was showing just the start of what Sorcery is truly become.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what exactly it is. Now, this is a studio. I know you guys have a lot of people in your studio that have had experience in the past with game development, but as a studio, mm-hmm. This is your first release, right?
Right. This is the first major release for The Workshop, but we're a historied group. Our owners are from the founders and creators of Treyarch. We've got people from all over the industry. I mean, in total, you've got hundreds of years of experience backing this one up. And from all across the board, you've got motion control from its very roots. Pete Ackerman, who you'll see in a lot of videos around, was one of the pioneers in motion gaming's in using even mice to create sword play and Die by the Sword. And he's carried that passion through into the Move and making it feel natural and great to play with.
Yeah, so you guys have a lot of experience behind it, so I know it's going to be an awesome game. I think everybody out there knows the same thing. As far as the game itself goes, if you wouldn't mind just kind of giving an overview of what you can give of what the game is and what it's about.
Well, Sorcery is really about adventure, and it takes everything from those classic fairy tales and classic adventure role-playing and brings it into a physical space. And we really wanted to capture things that you've seen in other movies. The ability to pick up a wand and move a rock across a room, or fling your wrist forward and change the world in front of you. When you pick up a key, it feels like a key. When you move something or shoot something, it feels like you've intentionally hit it. So really the core of the gameplay is connecting that sense of magic and mystery to that sense of physicality.
Yeah, that and it comes across that way just in the few things that I've actually seen of it. As far as like the main character goes, I don't know a lot about the actual story behind it. Can you give us a little synopsis of that?
Sure. Finn is a sorcerer's apprentice, and he comes from the countryside, and you're actually encountering him on his first few days with his boss while he's curiously poking around a wizard's tower and discovering new things. Along the way, he gets into some trouble and starts to delve into the fairy world and, of course, going into corners where he shouldn't be going. Erline is his companion in this and kind of shows him safely through the fairy world as you uncover this menace called the Nightmare Queen, the queen of all fairies, who's looking to wage war on man. And the only thing that saves the universe and the human world from the onslaught of fairies and ghosts and goblins is Finn, our hero.
That's it sounds like a really, really cool, true fantasy story in its roots. It's not, I think some people could possibly look at this and being developed specifically for the move. I think they may have thought, you know, this is going to be a game that doesn't necessarily have a story. You know, it's going to be mostly move and, you know, it's going to be showcasing that kind of stuff. But it actually, it sounds like you got a really good story behind it on top of implementing the move itself.
No, right. We do actually have moment-to-moment storytelling. We've got very rich character development in Finn himself and Erline. And everything that we've done as far as gameplay goes pulls you deeper and deeper through discovering a new world. And Sorcery itself, too, is a whole new IP. There's a lot of fantasy, and particularly in the last decade, a lot of fantasy that has been showcased in video games and film and books and comic books. And really, we drew from those sources, but tried to make Sorcery stand on its own as its own world and its own flavor and a unique and new story.
Yeah, that's I'm happy to hear that, because the fantasy market can seem sort of oversaturated at times, and just the fact that you didn't try to, and I can tell just from the story and from what I've seen, like I said, that you didn't try to just make something that was similar to something else. You really went for making an entirely new story altogether.
We really did. Even down to the creatures you encounter, we've still have ghosts and trolls and banshees, but really we delved deeper back into history, back to what was a troll, back to, you know, what were banshees supposed to be. Really took our notes from the deeper cultural roots, and that bogies were creatures that went bump in the night, and you know what should that look like, not just another goblin.
Cool. That sounds awesome. You keep talking and it makes me more excited about it. I can't wait to see it.
Awesome.
As far as the move goes, and I've played a few, I mean, there's been a few move titles out, and I've used the move, and I mean, it works exceptionally well and it's extremely accurate. What can you tell us that we can expect with using the move? What different things are players going to be able to do?
Well, the primary way that players are going to be interacting with our spells and utilizing the different movements that are capable that you're capable of is within our combat spells. For the most part, you're going to be using a basic tomahawk throw, what we call a flick. And it's kind of like throwing a baseball forward and stopping short. That you can actually point at different parts of the screen and direct your bolt, your fire bolt, your ice, your arcane bolt exactly to where you want it to go. It's important to really realize when playing Sorcery and playing with the move in Sorcery that it's not a waggle game. This isn't like picking up games before where you had motion controllers that if you just waggled it in front of the screen fast enough, you'll hit everything. In ours, aiming matters. And in tie with that is our spell combination system. So firebolts are one of those ones that are a constant in your arsenal, where you lay down and draw a line of fire in front of you. You literally do a wrist flick to switch your spells over to fire, draw that line out in front of you, and then start flicking arcane bolts over it at the targets you want to hit, which creates very precise targeted firebolts at the enemies that you need to target.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I remember seeing in the footage, I think it was at E3, I think it was the original footage with the firewall, and then you sent like a, I don't know if it was a tornado or something through it, and picking up the fire and creating like a fire tornado to destroy all the enemies.
Yeah, the old number one is what it's usually called around the studio. It's pretty much one of those guaranteed destroy everything if you've got enough space to get it off. So
I really like that too, the fact that you guys allow for almost customization of the spells. You know, you just kind of, you take one spell and you combine it with another spell to allow something totally different to come out of that. It's really
right.
Cool.
Well, really, one of my goals with playing with the spells and trying to maintain with our spell team, and they brought it through just spot on, was that we really wanted players to be able to play the game how they wanted to play. We didn't want to force you down any one path. You'll always have to use the right tool for the right situation, but really, if you like our ice spell and you want to stick between ice and arcane, you know, the game is flexible enough and robust enough that you know, you can actually play that way and have a great time. Or you could switch it up constantly and still have a great time. Or if you just love fire and love like getting right into the fray of things with our fire blasts, you know, we support that too. And on top of that, the alchemy system is our level up and spell customization system. So if you find yourself liking one of those paths more than the others, well, go for it. Find the resources, make the potions, and, you know, make your firebolts do 50%, 100% more damage, and be the fire mage you always wanted to be. So
yeah, that was actually just what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if you had that kind of a system where you could kind of focus on one thing and build that up.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And as far as the spells go, what kind of spells is there, at least initially? I don't know if you how much you want to say, you know, because the game's not necessarily released yet. But as far as spells go, what can we expect, at least initially, that Finn is going to be able to do?
Well, initially in the opening minutes of the game, when you're granted your ability to cast spells, you have two spells at your disposal. Two combat spells at your disposal. One is Arcane Bolt, which is the one that everybody has seen online. Those are the purple bolts that are highly accurate, can curve around objects, and as Brian likes to say, you can put English on it and give them little spins around corners. And then we've also got Earth Bolt. That is the first spell that you can switch to. That is a line that is drawn out directly in the earth, directly in front of you. That actually is a stunning and displacer spell. So if you have a group of things coming at you, you can switch to earth spell, and they'll spread out into a gallery of things to shoot at, and they'll be stunned for a brief second.
Cool. Yeah, that's that right there. I mean, see, I didn't even, you've been talking about the other spells, and I didn't know that there was like an earth spell too. So that adds on to what I already know about.
this might be the first time I think we've mentioned it.
Well, oops.
No, it's good. You'll find out in the first couple of minutes anyway.
Yeah. So. Yep. And I meant to ask this earlier when we were kind of talking about the story and everything about it. As far as setting goes, you kind of mentioned that it takes kind of place in our world, but you said there's also a fairy realm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like different areas of the fairy realm that you're going to visit while you're playing through the game?
Yes.
There is a
bit. really, the journey through sorcery is going ever deeper into the fairy realm. As you know, as you leave, let me put it this way. Finn's journey is the hero's journey. If you look at that classic hero journey cycle where your hero leaves the farm to discover the wider world and then enters the deep, dark cave filled with evil, only to emerge on the other side, which is an even larger kingdom he's never seen before, mm-hmm. That's the similar arc you'll find in sorcery too.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So we have a lot to look forward to explore and to see in the game anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're recording this before it releases. This is actually going to, we're probably going to put this video out either when it releases or a couple days afterwards.
Okay.
For the viewers, it's probably going to already be out. So everybody that's listening, or the listeners, I guess, everybody that's listening, you can go out and check it out and buy it in stores. Is it nationally available on the date that it releases, or is it in stages?
It will be available across North America.
Right.
I believe Europe, we will also be available on the May 22nd date. Mm-hmm. But we are releasing worldwide. The final release date is Japan, and that is mid-June.
June, okay. So by the middle of June, everybody will be able to have access to it, and then mm-hmm. anybody that listens to this can go out and grab it.
I think we're across almost every language that Sony supports. So
yep.
it will be available worldwide.
That's awesome. It must be exciting as a studio. I mean, I know, like you said, everybody has a lot of experience there, but it must be exciting as a studio your first release as a specific studio to get this finally to the point where you're ready to allow people to actually buy it.
Yeah, it's great. There's been a lot of love and a lot of heart, a lot of late nights getting this thing just right. And, you know, the team here at the workshop really poured a lot into this project. I couldn't be prouder to work with these guys, and really it's amazing to see it hit those shelves.
Yeah, and I'm, like I said, I'm extremely excited about it. I know everybody out there is I've seen a lot of people that are really excited about it too, and I've talked to a lot of people and that can't wait to get it. I can't wait to get it in my hands and to play it, and I run out of questions, although I do have one last question. I like to ask people that I interview one question about what they play for games. If you do play games, if you have time at all, if you play any games, what would it be?
If I play any games.
Right, yeah. What would it be that you
Never.
Pick up and play?
Wow. What don't I play lately? See, that's a difficult answer for a game designer to yeah. answer, because you have to sort through that big list of everything yeah. that you have in your gamefly, you know, skew. let's see. Lately, I've been, of course, just the same as everybody, playing a lot of Diablo.
Yeah.
I've jumped a little retro myself, the other week I picked up the iPad download of Seventh Guest, and for those of you who are old enough to remember, it's still awesome and still fun. So
sometimes retro is the way to go, depending on what you have to do and what you want to play.
Yeah, it's always good to remember what you thought was fun and what you still find fun.
Sometimes you go back though and you realize that it's not as fun as you thought it was. some instances, some of them though that were really good in their time are still awesome now. Like I just went back and I played for the iPad, I played Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, I played that back when it first came out, and I loved that game. And it's obviously it's a lot different than now, but it was a lot of fun playing it and just playing through it again.
Yeah, I'm an old school pen and paper guy. I come from deep roots in the pen and paper industry, and I did an entire campaign based around Wolfenstein. So, I've got some love for the old Wolfenstein in there.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much for being on the show with us. I'm glad that you were able to get on here, because I'm really excited personally about this game, and I want everybody out there to be able to listen to this and be able to go grab the game. Congratulations for the release coming up and for all the work you guys put into it. We really, as gamers, you probably don't necessarily hear it a lot, but we really appreciate the love and the heart that you put into the games that you guys work on. And we want you guys to know, as developers, that we support you guys, and that's why we go out and buy your games, and we're really looking forward to the next project you guys have.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it, and hopefully we did a good job for y'all. So thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to this week's special Tuesday episode of The Interview with Q. Make sure to check back every Thursday for more exclusive interviews with the developers of your favorite games. For more information on this week's game, check out theworkshop.us.com. The Interview with Q is brought to you by BagoGames.com, your source for all of your gaming news, reviews, and more. Check us out at BagoGames.com. That's BagoGames.com. Thanks again for listening. Remember to come back next week for more of The Interview with Q. This is Q, signing off.